Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off. Which, may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here. But I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahuwah's Radio, is now on air. I'll be your host. My name, yours. Fear. Israel of the Royal. We're doing a series called Coming to Exile, Biblical Scholarly Journey of the True Israel, the Israelites, originated from the East, migrated to, and we got to talk about that too. When it came on the West, it's information that got to be known about when the children of Israel, part of the northern kingdom that came to the West. We're going to talk about a little bit of that everything. And remember one thing. Let me get with Mother Esther and Israel, C. Roy. We know we got a big job ahead of us. All the land is before us. So, land before us, north, east, south, west, all the paths ready to take care of business. So, let's do business. And remember, Park Street, that great big old parking lot, everything is ready for us. All we got to do now is pull the trigger and get going. We all on the same page. We all on the same page. North, east, south, west, all available. Let's get it going on. Huh? Let's get it going on. That's all I can say. Let's pull the bow and arrow back and fire the arrow out and let's get going. Because one thing about it. We got a big job to do. Our people's in bad shape. And we got to reach our people, seniors. We got to reach seniors. We got to reach everybody. We got to get everybody prepared before they take their last breath. So if we got opportunity to make something happen, let's make it happen. The old seer, he's ready to go. He prepared to do his part. So y'all ready? I know y'all already ready. Sister BSJK Israel, Mother Esther, Deborah. Y'all ready? I'm ready. Let's get it going on. No said on that. Then one thing. I'm ready. I'll make myself available anytime. Before class, any day but the Saturday. I'm ready to take care of the business that's before. I'm ready to do my part. My part, I'm ready. Let's get it going on. No said on that. So you know how to reach the international line and what to do. Turn it up. I'm ready to take care of my part. But I already see the big picture. It's got a lot of business, and all our seniors need to know one thing. They need to know the truth before they get up out of here. They know everything. Kind of the north, east, west, all is available. For what reason? To get busy on it. Let's get busy. Get set out to catch it over here. I'm ready to point at what needs to be done. And let's get it going on. That's it. Enough talk on that. Enough said on that. Do with that. Take. We don't take this to die. 6 days, Thursday, 6 months, Thursday, 2024 live broadcast. No broadcast tomorrow. That's for the Pal Talk. You can hear all you want to hear on Pal Talk. Tomorrow, back on airways, Wednesday, 6 o'clock, but right now we're on Monday. And we got the young line ready to holler that microphone, so we might well see if we get him on the line and see if he's ready to he come in peace when he holler that microphone. So, like I said, Sister VSJ Israel, C. Roy, let's get it going on. Everything is before. Matter of fact, young line, give me that verse over there in Jeremiah, what is that, 44? Verse 4, give me that, where everything before. What before? Give me that verse out of Jeremiah, the young line. I think it's 44, verse 4, of Jeremiah. Let me get that verse before we all meet and greet one another. Jeremiah, 44, verse 4. What it say, young line?
Book of Jeremiah. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 44. Verse 4, Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 44. Verse 4. Howbeit, I sent unto you all my servants to see it. Rising early and sending them.
Wait a minute, young lion. You know, I'll call the verse out. That ain't what I want. I want where, you know, I'm shooting from the hip right now, young lion. Just don't read anything because I say something. You got to make sure. I'm looking for this Jeremiah. We're talking about the land. The land is before. Where that verse is in Jeremiah? I need that verse for Sister BSJK Israel. Land is before. I know it's in Jeremiah 40 something. Help them see out and find that verse for me. The land is 54.
Yeah, I got you there, see it. Jeremiah chapter 4. Aluyakwa. Book of Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 4. And now, behold, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your head. If this seem good unto you, come with me unto Babylon. Come, and I will look well unto you. But if this seem ill unto you, to come with me unto Babylon. For bear, behold, all the land is before you. Where this seem good and convenient for you to go, here's a go.
It's land before you. Now you say now. If you want to come back to Babylon, Jeremiah, that's up to you. And like I said, now we know Babylon is down the road a piece down there where they so busy snatching and grabbing everything they get their hand on down there. But if we got to go down to Babylon, we can. But in the same token, we all need to build where we can keep our eye on things. So we know down there, the quicker something you put in that place, the quicker they take it out. Even they fundraisers down there, they checking stuff out even on the fundraiser day. It'd be hard to keep the eye on down that way. But one thing we do know, our sister BSJK as well. Now, I need another precept. Huh? In the book of Luke, I need another precept. This is for BSJ. See, in the book of Luke, chapter 1, it makes a statement. And Luke chapter 2, what I want. Luke chapter 1, let's see what I want. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. What is it saying in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, you know what?
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. But with Yahweh, nothing should be impossible.
So with Yahweh, ain't nothing impossible. We know one thing down there, down the road of peace, all they're doing is quick as something come in there, they're taking it out. But we know Yahweh can cut their hands off at the knees. That don't deter me neither. But one thing about it, you get an opportunity to peep out the window and everything, that's a great thing. But we got to get out of the way, we'll make it work down there. So nothing is possible in Yahweh. Yahweh, he'll cut their hands a little short with all this taking it, quick as I'm put up in there, they taking it out. Yahweh run this thing, Sister BSJ as well. And so feel ready to do whatever is best. You're ready to do whatever is best to get down the road of promote if you don't say it, Yahweh. So, you got to go down that way. That's fine. But we know we got to build north, east, south, and west. We can take on all the tasks. So, I'm ready to hear something. And I'm ready do my part and just say it, Yahweh. All right, young line. What do Luke? Okay, well, give me Matthew chapter. Give me my Matthew verse first. I need my Matthew verse first. 10, 19, 20, 27, and 41. Hey, young line, I need that first. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, 20, 27, and 41. What did I say that young line?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19, 20, 27, and 41. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it should be given you. And that same hour, which ye should speak. Verse 20. But it's not you that speak it, but the Spirit of your Father which speak it in you. Verse 27. When I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what you hear in the ear, that teach ye upon the housetops. Verse 41. He that receiveth a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man, an elder, in the name of a righteous man, an elder, shall receive a righteous man reward.
Mm-hmm. And in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, now that elder comes in more shape and sizes when you precept your Bible. Let's talk about that elder when he's clear. Now, Mother Deborah, listen real good at this elder now in 1 Timothy 5, verse 1 and 2. What is it in verse 5 and 1 and 2 there, young man?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, rebuke not an elder, but treat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Verse 2. The elder woman as mother, the younger as sister, with all purity.
See that? So when you talk about elders, you talk about male and female, Mother Deborah. Male and female elders. So we know one thing. You got a charge on you to take care of Yahweh's business. I got a charge on me to take care of Yahweh's business. We got to lead by example. So let's make something get going on. But we don't want nothing to get back into other folks' hands by we didn't get nothing going. So everything available, let's get going. What's the hold up? Let's get it going on. And because we know. Give me some Luke 12:12 now there, young man. Give me some 12:12.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. No doubt about it. Now, in the book, in Ezekiel chapter 11, young line. So see, one thing we do know, this is a big job ahead of Yahweh's voice number two is right. And this is what he says to Ezekiel in the 11th chapter, verse 16 down to verse 20. What he says, and Ezekiel 16, verse 11 down to verse 20.
The book of Ezekiel is here, chapter 16, verse 11, down to verse 20. Ezekiel 16, verse 11. Ezekiel, the seer, chapter 16, verse 11. I deck you also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon your head, and a chain on your neck.
Well, hold on, young line. I'm all over the place, but that ain't what I want. I want where Yahweh to the Israel, I'm gonna leave you a little sanctuary. Look here, I'm gonna make sure you got a little sanctuary there. You have some places that you got to go. So like I said, again, you don't know. We might have to have a place down that way in. And it's place north, east, south, or west. It might be all over the place. I don't know. You don't know what Yahweh got in store for us. He can make the old Captain Graham people stop all that sinning down there. He can handle all that. He can control all that stuff. He can make them bring back what the damn soul. Take care of all that stuff, so we know power of God to everything. I want where it talks about I will be in a little sanctuary for you on the place that you go, young man. That's the old thing I'm studying right now. I'm trying to get my book lined out, lined up. I'm just kind of getting in from a class and seeing just some class. So I'm all over the place right now, but I'm looking for the verse where it talks about I will be a little sanctuary for you and the place that you go. Otherwise, I'm going to have you a couple spots here and there to get my word out. And once you get that all situated, we'll go from there. So give me my verse where I need about I will be a little sanctuary where you go. So help me out, young lion. I will be a little sanctuary on the places that you go. I'm still going to look out for you, children of Israel, until you get me right. So what verse is that, young lion? I will be a little sanctuary to the children of Israel. What verse is that, young lion?
All right, I'm going to try to get my eyes on it.
Yeah,
right.
I need that verse. I will be a little sanctuary for the place that you go. So I need that verse right there. I will be a little sanctuary for you. Help the old see out there, young man. I'm trying to get all situated before we get something going on. I'm all over the place right now. But I need a little sanctuary. I will be a little sanctuary for you. So help those see out on that verse. I will be, we got a lot of time, young man. We got a lot of time, so, you know, I want to kind of get a couple things on the table while I spread these books out. So I will be a little sanctuary. These young lions, you know, soon later, these young lions got to be in a position to show down. And I got to watch out to see y'all the pack or the wolves is on the way. So, you know, we do everything on random. So we do everything on random. So I need the verse where it talks about, well, I will be a little sanctuary for you in the place that you go. That's what I want, young man. Now, that's what I want. I do them all over the place right now. But,
I'll be a little sanctuary.
Yeah. I'll be a little sanctuary on the places that I'm going to send you. So he's saying I'm still going to be a little sanctuary to you. So, young lion, if you have to figure out, because I'm struggling right now, but I ain't going to keep on struggling, young lion.
I'll be a little sanctuary.
I'm going to repeat it again. Okay. I will be a little sanctuary for the children of Israel where they go. So you can help me out, young lion?
The book of Ezekiel, the seer, yeah. Chapter 11, verse 16. Ezekiel, the seer, chapter 11.
You know what? Hold on, young lion. See, I didn't call that verse out. I called 11:16 from the get-go, and you read something else, and I thought I was on the right track from the get-go, 11:16. So now, young man, you ain't picking these books up at the 11 hour, are you? As a matter of fact, I remember saying 11:16. Soon as I said it, I give me 11:16-20. And let me peep that. Let me peep that 11:16. What did you do that throw me off? That's what I said from the get-go. 11:16. Let's see what did you read? What did you read out of 11:16, young man? What did you get out of 11:16? What was that? Yes. I told you 11:16 from the get-go. And I don't know what you read. So come on back again. Give me 11:16 down to verse 20. So I don't know what you read, young man. I got to put my eye on you right now. You're up on the high soap back now. Ezekiel chapter 11:16 down to verse 20. Come on.
Make Ezekiel to see chapter 11, verse 16 to 20. Verse 16. Therefore said, thus said Yahweh. Although I have cast him far off from among the heathen, the nation, and although I have scattered him among the country, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the country where they should come.
Hold that point. Hold that point. 16th, he said, I'm going to still have you sanctuary. So, Mother Deborah, we might have to have a little sanctuary down that way, too. I don't know. We got problems on this thing. But the same token, we know the bigger picture is to get everything north, east, south, and west. So we might have to go down there, you know, build a base up down that way and come back. So we know we got to come back. So we might have to have a sanctuary down there, over here. You know, hey, this is Yahweh doing. So this is a 118:23. Hey, young line, what it says in Psalm 118:23?
Book of Psalm 118, verse 23. Psalms 118, verse 23. This is Yahweh's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
You see that? So, this is Yahweh's doing, Mother Deborah. This is Yahweh's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We might have to have a sanctuary down there. Senior citizens get down there where they can, you know, hey, we just have to get it all we got on this last run, so we might well do it in grand style. We know the bigger picture is north, east, south, and west. But we might have to go out that way. So Yahweh can take care of his part, you know. So you don't know. It all depends on our past, the architect gap, and get something going on. So, hey, you know, I'm a pass to do whatever we got to do, get Yahweh's word going, and get these seniors, get their mind right before they get up out of here. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing. Now, those that got summer problems, you know, you told you how you got to change the way you eat. But let me tell you something. When you got stomach problems, before you start running the doc cook so fast, just make you up some lettuce, tomatoes, and cucumbers. Make your salad up. Put that salad, lettuce, tomatoes, and cucumbers. Now, if you ain't got no, like you said, some people tell you tomatoes, it ain't good for you, but it is good for you. So if you put that salad together, what that do while you sleeping at night, that'll help. You, when you get up in the morning and you start eliminating the prior day. So remember, you got to limit that prior day before you keep on adding on. By eating these salads, onions, lettuce, cucumber. You can stand some tomato pie. Eat that salad while you getting you some good sleep. That'll work your bowels so you can eliminate the problem that you having, because you got to get rid of yesterday before you pack on another day. So you got to get rid of yesterday. So now start putting a little salad to you along with that green food. And remember last night lesson, and all with that bucket corn, so corn make you, it makes the young men and the young women do something. You see what it makes the young men and the young women do? Always remember, corn for being all you need. It makes the young, in the ninth chapter, young line of Zacharias, what do corn make the young men and the young women do? And in the ninth chapter, verse number 17, let me say what the corn makes do. Well, hold on, young line, you crack it up too fast on the young line. Take a deep breath. You slow down there, young line. You know, slow down, take a deep breath. Pause for a second. Don't just up in there, you might have something to say, and you cut the OC off. Pause for a minute. Take your time and what it says in Zechariah 7:9, verse 17. What is that in your mind?
The book of Zechariah is here, chapter 9, verse 17 reads, For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty, caused to make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maid.
So that corn is a blood purifier. So remember one thing, you put corn in your pan and any of your meals, tannin corn, not the corn in the can. Now we got a lot of preservatives. That's why we gotta, with all this land, we gotta grab all the land. Because the land that's north of the tip of Yahuwah, it's available. You got land that's north, south, east, west. One of these got to be a garden. So we got a lot of work to do. Now, the bacon north, that'll make a nice garden for our standing corn and everything we need. And we got west, east, and south. For where we need for the senior, where we need for the banquet hall, school, radio station, everything is for us. So all we got to do is get busy. Because Yahuwah's hand is in it, Mother Jennifer. Yahuwah's hand is in it. We don't worry about man. Yahuwah's hand is in it. So we got to get something going on. We got to have a foundation up and going. And like I said again, if we got to go out into the lion's den down there, Babylon down that way, we can go out that way just to get warmed up. But we know the bigger picture. And you never know. That might be a nice sanctuary for something else up the road, too. Because we got our hands on it. Because we clear about one thing, and the book called Malachi. What do Malachi 3:11 say, young line? What do Malachi say in 3:11?
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 11. Malachi, chapter 3, verse 11 reads, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit."
Hold on, young lion. Hold on, y'all. I want to talk about in Malachi. I said 3:11. I want what it tells us. Make that Micah 3:11 there, young lion. What do Micah 3:11 say?
The book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 11 read. Micah, chapter 3, verse 11. The hands of us shall what we want. And the shepherds, pastors, victims, there are chiefs behind us. And the shepherds, divine, there are divine for money, yet with their learn, lean upon Yahuwah. And say, it is not Yahuwah among us. No evil shall come upon us.
Well, I want the verse, young lion, where it talked about, I want the verse where it talked about, this is not your rest. Michael said, this is not your rest. This is what I want. I want
the book of Mike.
Yes.
The book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 10. Micah, chapter 2, verse 10 reads, "Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sword, destruction."
Mm-hmm. So this is not our rest anyway. See, we know we got to build up things, to build a thing, but this is not our rest. This is where we're going to gather all the people that are Mother Devil. This is where we're going to get everybody all situated and get their march in order there. So we know everything now in 2 Corinthians 4:18. What's that, 4:18? 2 Corinthians 4:18, say young line.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 18 reads, "Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal."
Yeah. So whatever going on now, what we got going on right now is temporary. So we not worried about it. We just going to do what we got to do because it's only temporary to build up what we got to build up. We got to get the seniors to understand exactly what they got to be doing. And we got to get everybody in order. So remember one thing. Everything we're doing now, Mother Deborah, is only to get them prepared for the big picture. So we need a base to get them prepared for the big picture. Remember, this is not our rest. This is not our rest. But this is not our rest here. So we're not looking for, all we want to do is organize the people, get the people in order. So get a precept on that. We'll get a precept on that. Now, in the book of Joel, he still got a responsibility to do. And that's why the elder mothers and the elder men got to get on one accord with the old seer. They got to get on one accord with the old seer. The old seer got to put on them some Joel mother. Devil. The old seer got to, see, he watched his book real carefully. So this is what the old seer got to do. He got to Joel 2:15-16. Hey, young line, what is that in Joel 2:15-16?
The book of Joel, the seer, chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Joel the seer, chapter 2, verse 15. Blow the trumpet, and Yah Judah. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Verse 16. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation of Israel. Assemble the elders. Gather the children. And those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet.
And see, what he want to do is bring that bride out of her closet. But we got to sanctify the elders. We got to get the elders, men and women, together in the sisters on the count. We got to get them on page to know exactly what they got to do. So we got to come together as and we got to do Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3. And we got a mother devil. So we got to do Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3. This is what we got to do.
The book of Zephaniah, the seer, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The book of Zephaniah, the seer, chapter 2. Gather yourself together. Yea. Get together, O nation, not the giant. Verse 2.
Hold that point right there. So we gotta gather together, O nation, not the giant. See, it's a nation not the giant, Mother Devil. And we are that nation not the giant. So we gotta come together. All the heads that's about the Almighty's business, you got to come together. The time is right now. So when you read 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, it talks about the elders. The elders is the men and the women. We got to come together and get this man's business going forward. and grandchild. So that's the big thing. We got to come together. But we got to come together according to these scriptures. We got to make sure whatever we do, the Bible supports us. See, remember, all of many great men and women in the 12 tribes of Israel. But why do it always come to nothing? Because they always leave the Bible out. They leave the order of the Bible out. See, the round table is to make sure you understand what worked then in the Bible will work now. So whatever you do, make sure the Bible supports it. Now, I told this caller to come on the broadcast. Let me find out who this caller is right here. Let me see. Y'all want to be with you, I see you right. That's the international line. So we know one thing. They're going to get in all over the world. You online. So our thing is to make sure we point the way, and we got to be on point. Our thing is to make sure we on point. And how we going to be on point? See, the seer's job is to do one thing. I have to gather the elders together. The elder men and women. That's the job of a seer. And when you gather them together, they talked about it over there in 11th chapter, verse 16, 17 of Numbers. See, everybody got great responsibility. Everybody got a role to play. To make this thing run successfully, we got to follow the order of the Bible. The serious responsibility is to gather the elders. Let's see where that first terminology came from. 11, 16, and 17. Where did it say that young line? Numbers 11, 16, and 17.
The book of Numbers in the heavenly tablets, chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 16 reads, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, who do know it to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand here with you." Verse 17. "And I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take the spirit which is upon you, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear not yourself alone."
Right. Now, 312-8718. The international line is 600-5579. And we'll talk about it a little later. But what we're doing now is gathering the elders together, because we got a big project to do for the Almighty One. Big project is involved. So we got to get the elders in line. The elders got to be, and the elders is mothers and men and fathers. Then it's the elders. But they got to come up one upon the precepts. Give me 2:14 of Acts. And see, it ain't going to work. Because like I said, again, we have a lot of things that don't happen to us as a people. But as you notice, it all comes to nothing. Because when you're planning to do something, make sure the Bible supports it. See, make sure the Bible supports this thing. And then you got to understand what happened to you as a people to put you in the condition you're in now, where you don't trust one another no more. This was bred into you, but it never was so in the beginning. Something we did caused the Almighty to put that spirit on us where we don't trust one another. You can go to the flea market, and we can see people looking just like us, got the same product as somebody that looked like somebody else, and we go get our money to somebody else. That ain't the way it was in the beginning. Why is that way now? Because we have been manipulated through these scriptures. But now this ministry right here called Yahweh Voice of True Israelite, from going to this Bible and dismantling this Bible from point A to Z and show you what we bailed from and how to get back on this right track. So remember one thing, get in where you fit in and call the international line 224-600-5579 and get in where you fit in at. This is real good, the program. Check out the broadcast. And you'll find out we genuine and just saying the Almighty One, His true name. You don't use Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah, because we know the name changed after the Bible was closed in 96 A.D. The original language was Semitic. Now they call it Hebrew. Translated to Greek, and Greek is not a nationality. Keep on saying your mind. Greek is not a nationality. We got a brother that plays basketball called a Greek freak. But he's an Israelite. So that's not a nationality. The Greek, that is another title for one of the members of the children of Israel, children of Esau in the father farm. That's one of the A labels. So when people talk to them, what kind of people you are? Well, I'm a Greek. What do you mean you're a Greek? Well, who was the father of the Greeks? It's not your law. So Greeks ain't got no father because you're descendants of Esau. So the Greeks came out of this up under the title in name. And we're going to break all that stuff down. We're going to tie everything in that they don't such thing as no Jewish people. They don't such thing as no Greek people. Latin people, all these is labels to identify Esau and his five sons. Esau had five sons. He got five sons. And they hide themselves up on the label, and then they put you up on a title. They call you African-American and Negro, right? Well, it ain't about it. So you're not African-American and Negro, but guess what? You call it. Definitely, when you read this Bible, you never see yourself. Mm-hmm. Remember, 18 nations in the Bible. What nation are you from? See? We're going to bring all that out, and we're going to break down in this lesson how they use that word called Gentile. That Gentile can be applied to anybody. Anybody that's what? Let me show you the word Gentile. It can be applied to anybody. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. You know what I'm saying? The word Gentile can be applied to anybody when you preach up your Bible. I'm going to show you what the word Gentile means according to the Bible. Well, I'm a Gentile. Yeah? Let's show you what the Bible says a Gentile means. What the Bible says. See, we're going to show you what the Bible a Gentile name with the Bible open. And Matthew chapter 40, y'all, I'm going and see the Bible definition of the word called Gentile. Matthew chapter 4, read verse 15, just get warmed up. Then read the definition of a Gentile and the way to come out from being a Gentile. It's all going to be when you read Matthew 4, 15, and 16. It's going to explain the definition of a Gentile and also going to tell you how you get out from under being a Gentile. All that is verse 16. Let's see the young lion deliver the knockout blow. Matthew 4, 15, 16. Come on, young lion.
The book of Matthew, chapter 4. Verse 15 and 16, Matthew chapter 4,
verse 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
And that is the definition of a Gentile. Israel, verse 16. A people who sit in darkness would sit in the region of shadow of death. That, so when you're Gentile, a people will sit in darkness, you in darkness, and you sit in the shadow of death. That's the Bible definition of a Gentile. So when they call you a Gentile, you can bet. But to give you the answer how to come out of money being a Gentile, you got to see the great light. There you go right there. Now, the great light is the only thing that will get you out from under being a Gentile. The great light. Do you know what the great light is? Let's go to Matthew 12. Let's show you what the great light is. You got to, so otherwise, you got to come clean, and you got to see the great light. Got it? Because if you don't see the great light, that makes you a Gentile. That means you in a shadow of death. But once you see the great light, you will not no longer be a Gentile. So Gentile is a state of condition. It don't mean a nationality. No. It means a state of condition. Now how you clock money being a Gentile? You're going to read St. John 12. And look at verse 35 and 36. Listen good. Then we'll tie it all in verse 46. Now, how you clock money being a Gentile? You can tie it out. Matthew 12, 35, 36, 46, young lines to look.
The book of John, chapter 12, verse 35, 36, and 46. John, chapter 12. Verse 35, then Yahweh the Son said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Verse 36, while you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Yahweh the Son. And departed, and did hide himself from them. Verse 46. 46. I am coming light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness.
Okay. So if you believe on him, you will not be in darkness. Now, we just got through reading 14, Zebulun and Naphtali. They didn't believe on the Almighty Son, and they walked in darkness. Well, that made them a Gentile, although they was an Israelite. So you can be an Israelite, you can be a Gentile too. If you can't find who you are and your responsibility in these days, of course, this Bible, it makes you a Gentile. You walk in darkness. See? And what you need is the light. And the light, give me 8 verse 12. Let's give a little more, get a little bit more in the light. St. John 8 verse 12. Talk about it, young man.
Look at beloved John, chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake thou for the Son again, unto them say, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but to have the light of life.
See that? You have the light of life if you follow him. See, when I mean Yahweh, remember, the northern king of Israel, they broke away from Yahweh, the Almighty. True name, the four letters, YHWH. They broke away from him. And when they broke away from him, although they were bloodline Israelites, they became Gentiles, walking in darkness. But on the way back, they got to see the light. So they told you plainly in Matthew 5 what you got to do. Think of verse 13. So he made it plain what you got to do. See, listen. The elders, mothers, and the elder fathers got to get up on the proper leadership, the ones that know how to break this book down and sound it and show you where you at and what your responsibility to do. That's the job of a seer. His job is to make sure the elderly mothers and the elderly men, the elders, the pastors, the teachers, and the teachers, the pastors to teach the fathers and the mothers, and the mothers prepare to teach the children. That's the order of things. Once we get in that order, the Almighty ain't got no choice but to intervene to whatever ministry follows the order of the Bible. Not because the man or woman is an intellect in the world. We won't know how smart you are in this Bible by precept in this Bible. Get understanding this Bible is 119 verse 4 and 144 through that Bible and tie the Bible in accord to what the Almighty says. Not your intellect. The Bible tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Got it? Great. What's the reading, young lion?
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith should it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men.
Go ahead.
Verse 14. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 13. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and is given light unto all that are in the house.
Mm-hmm. So read verse 15 again, young lion.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giving light unto all that are in the house.
Mm-hmm. So I just said, we the light of the world. We got to get his light. We got to break this thing down now. So, like I said again, it got to be broke down, and you got to watch the ministry that go in this Bible and break this thing down. Because you're the light of the world, but you got to know who you are. You got to know who you are according to the 18 nations and what is your lot he'll get you to do. As long as you call yourself a Christian, Islam, Judaism, you know you're not walking in the light of the Bible. You're walking into the darkness of the world. Because they ask you what your nationality is, you're going to tell them who you are. So your family, your offspring, will never know who they are unless you know who you are according to the Bible. You got to know who you are according to the Bible. You're not going to be able to help nobody until you understand how to help yourself according to the Bible. You got to get it on. We got no reason to be always tied up with Doc Cook got us down. He done told us what to put it, what to consume. He done told us how to eat to live. He done told us how to get our mind straight. We got Dr. G temporarily banded on Doc Cook Medicine, and Yahweh tell you everything it takes to get out of the condition that you are under, but you got to follow Yahweh's rules. He sent an angel in 107 verse 20. He sent an angel down to David, called the truth. He stopped by and seen David in 107 verse 20, and what he tell him, young lion, what did the truth tell David to put in writing at 107 verse 20? What do you think?
Go on to the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20 reads, he took his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
See, that was going to hear you. See, that was going to hear you. Because you don't know from doctor or not. See, what will hear you if you understand this word. When you find yourself running to the restaurant and ain't see that meat. Somebody that says of the Bible and say, I cannot go and eat them chillings. I cannot go and eat them hog maws. I cannot eat anything that come across your mind. You can't do that. So you can't eat anything in your mouth and set the Almighty is gonna be there with you. He's giving you a dietary. You got to follow the dietary, but you got to know who you are. You have to have these pains you got in your body. All you got to do is keep this man first before you and watch him eliminate the problems in your body. Look at Psalms 28, verse 27. Now, if you find yourself at 28, 27 of the Bible, then you got to figure out why. Why am I this? Deuteronomy 28, 27. What does it say that young lion?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 27 reads, Yahweh will smite you with the box of Egypt, and with emeralds, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof you cannot be healed.
And you're not going to be healed. You might be healed temporarily if you walk around and your legs but fall all off money and everything. Then you got to check yourself. He said, I'm going to smite you. Read verse 35.
Verse 35. Yahweh shall smite you in the knees and in the legs with a sword, box that cannot be healed. From the sole of your foot unto the top of your head.
Did the man say you'll do? He said, I'm going to smite you. So if you find yourself got knee problem, leg problem, you got soreness, a box that cannot be healed. I mean, you get temporary medicine from Doc Cook. Temporarily medicine from Doc Cook. But I'm telling you something. What's going to heal you to help your loved ones to come, they got to get a big better from this word. That was going to heal you. And we see Camp 2 is coming on stage. Let's see if Camp 2 ready to holler that microphone. I don't know. We might go find out. Camp 2 out of Springfield. Yahweh bless you, Camp 2 out of Springfield.
Yahweh bless you, Seer.
Hallelujah. Well, that's Miari. Miari out of Camp 2, Springfield, Illinois. I holler that microphone, and that's what I like. I like when you come on that mic. Remember, harvest is plenty. The labels is true. We got a big job ahead of us. We got land.
Yeah, well.
North, east, south, and west. Got to be dealt with. We got to get the elves in line. Mothers and the men and women of these elves. But you got to be on one accord. You got to understand this book is saying. You got to know how to break down who these Gentiles are. A Gentile is a state of condition in the mind. That's not a nationality. Greek is not a nationality. These words is clock words. Throwing in there on you. Remember, whatever your daddy is, that's what you is. Yeah, bro. All this stuff out. But we try to get you in order. And you got to know who the one have plant the seed that you don't trust nobody look like you. You got to know who did that to you. And then when we do get to the 11th chapter of Romans about the one that drafted in, clear about what was in it. How could that be you drafting in and when the Almighty said, hey, count two, Sister Miari, what did the Almighty say in the book of Exodus 17, verse 15, Miari? Count two out of Springfield, Illinois, great big count, and count two. What is saying that we can read? Exodus 17, verse 16. What is that,
Miari? Exodus 17, 16. For he said, because the Yahuwah have sworn that Yahuwah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
So if the Almighty has sworn he'll have war with Amalek from generation to generation, so we know clearly the war with Amalek is today. He cannot be drafted in if Yahuwah said he will have a war with him generation to generation. Why don't your preacher teach you who Amalek is? Huh? The Almighty said he will have a war with Amalek generation to generation. And this is not a life thing he's saying. Read that off, Sister Miari, 46, 9, and 10. This man got all the power. He's telling you, you want to have war with Amalek until he come back. See that? And he wasn't speaking by emotion. Miari, chapter 2, Springfield, what do you think?
What book, Sir Edward?
Book, Isaiah 46, 9 and 10.
Isaiah 46, 9 and 10.
Isaiah 46, 9 and 10.
Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahuwah, and there is none else. I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me. 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
So this man got all the power. He said you may have war with Amalek from generation to generation, and he don't call the end from the beginning. Then you know you're in a generation today. So if he tell you got a war, you have war with Amalek from generation to generation, don't you know you're in a generation today? And what it says in Ecclesiastes, young line in 4:16. Ecclesiastes 4:16,
what it say? Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 16, read. There's no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after should not rejoice in him. Surely, this also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
That means there's no end to the people. If Amalek was on the left side of the book and Amalek exists today, and he told you you have war with Amalek from generation to generation, and now Amalek unhid himself, but you don't know how to find it. And then that's why you always call, that's why every leadership that ever been put together in history, they leave the Bible out. And they always get caught up and didn't want to work out. Because you got to understand what the Bible says. You won't have war with Amalek nation. You might have a few, you know, step up and because you gotta have something that gonna do some things for you up the road. All is not conclusive. Because Yahuwah says, look here, somebody got to be in the future, so it's going to be some good deeds, because it's a job for everybody in this Bible. In 6th chapter, verse 12, Well, somebody got to fulfill this prophecy right here in 60 verse 12. Let's see what it says in Isaiah 60 verse 12. Let's read a little bit. So somebody got to fulfill this prophecy right here. So I'm trying to tell you, we come out in the leadership position. It's going to come to an end. But somebody got to fulfill what Isaiah was told by the truth. In 60 verse 12, we'll read till we get our point there. Look at me, Aubrey, chapter 2, Springfield. What does it say? 60 verse 12.
Isaiah 60 and 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted.
Right. 13.
13. The honor of Lebanon shall come unto you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet righteous. 14. The son also of them that afflict you shall come bending unto you, and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down to at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call you the city of Yahuwah, the city of David, of the righteous one of Israel. 15. Mm-hmm. Whereas you
hold
have been forsaken.
Hold that for a minute. Hold that for a minute. So now you see, once you come back to understand who you are, then all the nations that do make it, what they got to do in verse 14 of Sister Miari, once the nations that
bow down
make it, what they got to do once you get in order, what do
they of all do them that afflict.
According to verse 14, what do
you
got to do
there? The sons of also of them that afflict you shall come bending unto you, and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and thou shalt call you the city of Yahuwah, the city of David, Israel, of the righteous one of Israel.
Yeah. So that's why the preacher tell you stay on that left side of that Bible. So you see, they tell you, well, you don't need the left side. You don't need 11 verse 3, young lion. And Psalm 11 verse 3, they tell you ignore what the angel told David in 11 verse 3. What did he say?
The book of Psalm, chapter 11, verse 3 reads, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
They say you need no foundation. All you need to do, your chair will be in midair. That means you ain't got no foundation. What can you do? See, I'm told you now, the Christian church, Islamic Judaism, you don't need no foundation. What do you need a foundation for? What do you need it for? All you got to do is Jesus love and believe on Jesus now. That means all the way here, you will never put this together, knowing that once you wake up, that if any nation of the other 17 nations make it, this is their lot. They got to come find you, and they got to get their needs right. And this ain't a small matter when you preach up your Bible. I'll back up our sister Miari and preach up that to the 49th chapter. See, this ain't a small matter.
Yeah,
see, once you preach up your Bible and 2 and 2, 2 and 3, it starts breaking it down. See, to get information, to get knowledge of his Bible, you got to preach up his Bible. You can't just read chapter by chapter, verse by verse. He'll give you spirit to how to preach up his Bible, how to connect his Bible, draw the pictures plainly for those that got ear to hear. If any other nations make it, they got duties to do with you. And then it's right here, 49, 22, 23. Come on, Sister Miari. Phil, come out.
Isaiah 49, 22, and 23. Thus says Yahuwah, look, I will lift up my hand unto the nations and set up my standards to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in thy arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon thy shoulders. 23. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me.
You have to read, that's the reading name on it. And then John, penitentiary, he was locked up. So he was locked up in penitentiary. When he told him something, he said, John, you know, and way up the road of peace, we know you're in penitentiary right now, but I got something written. Just read what you see, y'all. 2 verse 9 and 3, 9. Revelation 2, 9 and 3, 9. Just read it where you see it. But we're going to break that down, too. So he said, John, you on the Isle of Patmos, you in prison. But do you know something going to happen way up the road, and they're going to be exposed by Yahweh's voices over to his wife, the 6th anointed camp, 2 verse 9 and 3, 9. What do you think about?
Entire prophecy, the book of Revelation, chapter 2. Verse 9 and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of this which says, they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Revelation. Chapter 3, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, but say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
Yeah. So the ones that call themselves Jews, they are not. Now, out of the 18 nations, who call themselves Jews? But they are not. So who call themselves Jews? The one that call themselves Jew, Jewish, the Judaism community. They call themselves Jews. Then they say they are Jewish people, Jewish community. But they are not. See? John wrote this prophecy on them. They the title they're going to use, they're going to call themselves Jews. But they are not. They are from the synagogue of Satan. I will make them come worship you before your feet. Now, think about that. That has to be 2 Samuel 2 or 7 or 19, y'all. That got to be a 2 Samuel for that to happen, y'all. That got to be 2 Samuel 7 19, what it say.
Go to the book of 2 Samuel to see it. Chapter 7, verse 19. 2 Samuel to see it, chapter 7, verse 19. And this was yet a small thing in your sight, O Yahweh. But you have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come.
Good, right there. So this prophecy for a great while to come, because we know where now. Ain't nobody coming to the people of the book worshiping the S.A. preacher. Everybody trying to hold a person high from the ones that the two people of the book. So that must be a lot of teaching got to be done for that to happen. Somebody got to be exposed. We got to know who Amalek is. We got to know where we stand today. And we don't have a clue where we stand today. We divide it everywhere. You know why? Because you've been taught wrong. You've been taught wrong. You don't know who you... Now give me Thomas verse 3 there, young line. Now, Thomas was called old Doubting Thomas. And why you find in Thomas verse 3, the Almighty said something, Sister Miari. He looked Thomas eyeball to eyeball. He told him stuff. In the 20th chapter of St. John, he looked him eyeball to eyeball, Sister Miari, come out of camp too. He looked him eyeball to eyeball in the 20th chapter, and he said something to him. And we don't say the same thing to you. Let's see what he said then that we can read. He said, what he said in verse 25, said something to him in St. John 20, verse 25. He looked him eyeball to eyeball, old Thomas. And what did he say in verse 25? Come on out, took me all the way, what did he say?
St. John 20, 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen Yahweh. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nail, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.
So this is what we got going on right now. See, we don't believe that Yahweh's hand is over Yahweh fixing on the camp and bosses up to his life. We the ones gonna take care of this business. But we gotta get in order. But he's saying you gotta get in order. So since he said that, now what happened in verse 26 and 27?
26. And after 8 days, again, the disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Yahweh the Son, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. 27. Then said he to Thomas, reach here thy hand, and look my hands, and reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing.
Ain't that something? You see that? And now we got to get y'all to be. Y'all being so listen. We come this airway 6 nights a week. We going to unlock this Bible for y'all. And all we telling you, stop being so faithless, but believe. We going to do our part in advance on unlocking your mind and showing you exactly what you got to do. Get yourself prepared for the coming of the Mighty One. You have to know the order of things. He's not coming down if you not. He's coming down. But in St. John chapter 14, young line, verse 14 down to verse 24, gonna tell us something. St. John, listen to the real capital. On the international side, there was 900,000 strong international. On the international side. Let me real careful. If you want Yahweh to come down and peek at you right, then something you got to do that he told the followers called the disciples in St. John chapter 14 down to verse 21, 10 down to verse 24. That's good enough. Take a sit down from 14 to 24. Y'all online. Come on.
The book of beloved John, chapter 14, verse 14 to 24. John chapter 14, verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 17. If you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he sees him not, neither knows him, but we know him. But he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. Verse 20. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye, and you, and me, and I, and you. Verse 21. He that hath my commandment, law, statutes, and judgments, and keepeth them, he it is that love me, And he that love me should be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. 22. Judas said to him, not Iscariot, Yahweh, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? 23. Yahweh the Son answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. 24. He that love me not, keepeth not my saying, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 15 again in your life. Verse 15.
Book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my command.
Okay. Now, if you love them, you'll keep the law, chapter, and commandments. What's the next verse? Yeah,
what?
What's the next verse?
Verse 16. Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he should give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever.
So that's what he's saying here, though. See, now, once you do the law, statute, and commandments, then he say what he'll do. It's just like going to job. Oh, yeah, okay, you got to check comments, but do the work first. Well, I won't get paid. Wait a minute. You can't get paid till you put some hours in. You know that's how we do the job, right? The Almighty is telling you, if you want to be part of me coming to help you, for me to pray to the Father, I got to look at you as keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. That means you know how to help others that need, let me get a precept on that. Young man. In the book of Jude, then you know how to help somebody in the book of Jude. The book of Jude, we got one verse we're looking for that, young man. The book of Jude. See, remember, our people don't know that verse 23. See, then you got to look at those who say, oh, I love the mighty one. See, we gotta put a Jude 1:23 on them, young lion. What it say in Jude 1:23?
The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 23. And others, saved with fear, put them out of the fire, having even the garment spotted by the flesh.
See, we gotta try to pull you out of the fire, but you don't even know you're in the fire. See, that's the point. You don't even know you're in a fire. Now, you know, even a turtle can stand with put the heat to his tail. He gets to moving quicker. We don't even know we're in a fire. So now that's why our job is bigger than it was back then. So at least they knew they was in a fire. We don't even know we're in a fire. We don't know that all other nations that got together and came together and Hook went you on every point of his body. Got you all over the place, don't know who you are, don't know your responsibility. So when you read Zephaniah 2, 1, 2, and 3, gather yourself together, O nation, not the Zion. You just read that and don't know who he's talking about. When you read that I'm going to have war with Amalek from generation to generation, you don't even know who Amalek is. Then when you precept that to Deuteronomy 25, 17 through 19, it's a point in here. Look what he says in Deuteronomy 25, young line, verse 17 down to verse 19. And Sister Miari, have me 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, have me verse 1 through 12. I'm going to be breaking in all in there through some precepts. So when you read the verse, you kind of pause a little bit because I'm going to try to see how many precepts I can get out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 down to verse 12. But y'all learn. And Deuteronomy 25, 17 through 19, look what the Almighty told Moses to tell Aaron, to tell the elders, the teachers, the fathers, the mothers, the children. Look what he says, 25, 17 through 19. What it say? Deuteronomy, come on.
The book of Deuteronomy in the heavenly tablets, chapter 25, verse 17 to 19. Verse 17, read. Remember what Amalek did unto you by the way when you were come forth out of Egypt. Verse 18. How he met you by the way, it's most, the hit most of you, even all that were feeble behind you. When you had faith and weary, and he feared not Yahweh. Verse 19. Therefore, it shall be when Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you rest from all your enemies round about in the land which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you for inheritance to possess it, that you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You shall not forget it.
Hear the man just said? He said, and you shall not forget it. You should not forget it. So how you forgot and don't even know what a man saying? He said, don't forget it. Passes on from generation to generation that it's going to be Exodus 17, 16 with Amalek. What it said, a young lion, Exodus 17, verse 16. What he said, don't forget. Don't forget what?
The book of Exodus, chapter 17. Verse 16. For he said, because Yahweh had swore that Yahweh would have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
So he told you don't forget it. So when you read, when you get over to Romans chapter 11 and you read about somebody being drafted in and all the nations came together, wait a minute. You call him the Almighty Elijah. He said, you want a war with Amalek from generation to generation. So whoever Amalek is today, they cannot be drafted in with you because they never was in with you. So how can they be drafted in with you and they never was with you? So whoever is that was drafted in to you once upon a time ago was with you once upon a time ago. It ain't no record of Amalek ever being with you. Do you know when you came out of slavery that as soon as you got out the door in slavery in the 17th chapter, somebody met you in 8 through 14. No, 8 is a little bit, young line. Soon you came out of slavery, soon as Yahweh came and let you out of slavery, you was met by somebody. But let's see who you was met by. Soon you was released to come out of Egypt. Mizraim. Exodus 17, verse 8. Let's read a little bit. Come on, young line.
The book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 8. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim, verse 9.
Right.
And Moses said to Joshua, Oshea, choose us out men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of Yahweh in my hand.
Don't you came out of Egypt. Who was there ready to beat your back? Amalek in every generation is always prepared to beat your back. So when you do go read, when we go take care sooner or later, reach with you one thing, Amalek, whoever Amalek is today, you should be suspicious to know who it is. if they ain't gonna have a war with you even to this day, especially their leadership. Oh, you have a few grains gonna bag away, but the leadership of Amalek, they know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who they are, but you will. Keep listening to this young Yahweh's voice over to Israelite. And they went down to Amalek. But now, matter of fact, young lion, he had that ring on him. 35, verse number 6, down to 16, Ezekiel waiting on me, but right now, they're going to look for camp 2, the Ari. Let's see what we can peep into in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Let's pick it at verse 1. Let's see if we precept all these verses. Let's read verse 1. Let's see what we got of verse 1. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. One verse at a time now. So come out.
2 Thessalonians 2 and 1. Now beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Yahweh the Son, and by our gathering together unto him.
Until our gathering together unto him. Hold that part. I'm gonna see can we precept every one of them verses. I will gather together unto him. Where is he pulling that from? Let's see where he's pulling that from for the precept there, Sister Miari. Let's go on to Jeremiah 31. Let's see can we precept that. What do you mean? I will gather ourselves to him. What that supposed to mean? We're going 31. And look at verse Jeremiah 31, verse 1, and then we'll skip down to verse 10. Let's see if we precept that and see what that's talking about. Jeremiah 31, verse 1, skip down to verse 10 and 11. Precept, come on.
Jeremiah 31 and 1. At the same time, said Yahweh, I will be the Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 10. Hear the words of thy Yahweh, O you nations, and declare it unto the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. 11. For Yahweh have redeemed Israel, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he.
So now you see what old Saul said? He said, now coming back to 2 verse 1, with that understanding, with the precept, now we understand the one that scattered you is going to be the one that scattered you. So now we know who scattered you, and now we find who scattered you. See? We found out. So now, Saul was pulling Jeremiah because he knew they understood the problem they were in. So he had to say all he had to say, just enough to get warmed up. Now read 2:1 again.
Second Thessalonians 2:1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Yahweh the Son, and by our gathering together unto him.
So our gathering has come, and it's coming. So a lot of things got to be set up. So we got to gather to him, not to the other nations. So we got to be set up to be prepared for him. Now, but here's the point. How is this going to happen? See, he didn't come down here to gather you. You got to be already put together. So how is that going to happen? Verse 2.
2 Thessalonians 2:2, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Yahweh is at hand. Yahweh the Son is at hand.
Verse 3.
Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, and son of perdition.
Wait a minute. So that can't happen until there come a falling away. First, a falling away. hold that point there, young man, whatever you're holding, holding. So what's got to happen? See, this can't happen until a falling away comes. What do you mean by that? What falling away of who? Let's see by going to Luke 21. Let's see how the falling away started yet. Luke 21, and we'll pick up verse 20, young man. It's going to Luke 21, the falling away. What's that? Falling away first. What do you mean by that? The falling away first. Let's go to Luke 21, young man. And we'll pick up verse number 20. Let's see what's going on in verse 20, 24. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 21. Verse 20 to 24. Luke chapter 21, verse 20. And when you should see Yahya Judah compared, but on, then know that the desolation thereof is near. Verse 21. Then let them which are in Yahya Judah flee to the mountain, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter there into.
Hold that point. Read verse 21 again.
Luke chapter 20, 21. Verse 21. Then let them which are in Yahya Judah flee to the mountain. And let them which are in the midst.
Good. Right there. So you gotta, so Judah gotta flee to the mountain. What mountain is he talking about? What mountain that you gotta run to? What do you mean by that? Young man, put them off and then come back in a minute. What mountain that you got, what mountain is he talking about? Is the mountain is the, what are you talking about? What mountain? What mountain you gotta flee to? Let's see what we can see the priest up on that. The mountain. What mountain that you got to flee to? Let's go to the 36th chapter, young man. What mountain that you got to flee to? Pick the verse 1. 36 verse 1 of Ezekiel.
The book of Ezekiel is here. Chapter 36. Verse 1. Ezekiel the seer, chapter 36, verse 1. Ezekiel the seer, chapter 36, verse 1. Also, you son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel.
Oh, so the mountains of Israel, see what it is, you got. You think Israel's mountain is in that little dump site? No. These mountains of Israel go all the way further than you think they go. So they told you to flee to the mountain. Now back of the Deuteronomy there, young man, the mountain of Israel, you got an idea how far the mountain of Israel is from the seventh capital of the world, Ezekiel 5:5? Do you know how far the mountain of Israel reached? You think it goes down the road a piece? See? That's why I say the mountain of Israel portion is in Ezekiel 34, verse 2. What's going on in 34, verse 2 there, young man?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34. Verse 2, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 2. And all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Yahya Judah, unto the utmost sea.
Until where? To the utmost sea. The land of Judah's land reaches all the way to the utmost sea. Over there. The mountain he's talking about is the mountain range, which we call now Utah. That's Judah's land, Utah. So we told them to flee to the mountains. Judah got on a boat, made the canoe, and just got a cat nap and throw it right over to Utah. And then Utah is on a watered down name from the land of Judah. Judah's land reached from all the way to Utah. So that's the mountains of Israel. And when you get to Utah, you go on the map and put a Google map, and you got written over here in 34, it's over there in Utah. All the big mountain range, the highest mountains in the world, is in Utah. Not Nebo. Judah's land go all the way over to Utah.
Hallelujah.
That's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. The West Coast, you know, nothing stop on no West Coast of Africa. All that West Coast belongs to Judah's land all the way to Utah, straight shot all the way to Utah. That went all the way to Utah, belongs to the tribe of Judah. So that's the mountains of Israel. And you go pull up a Google map and look at Utah, you see all the mountains you want to see. And that was the land where the children of Israel, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, when they told them to get up out of there, they throwed it over to Utah. It wasn't but a handful that went into captivity. Do you know what children of Israel was prophesied to be in 24, verse 6 of Genesis, young lion? What was children of Israel prophesied to be in 24, verse 6 of Genesis? Come on.
Going to the first book of the heavenly chapter, the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 6. Genesis, chapter 24, verse 6. And Abraham said to him, beware you that you bring not my son hither again.
Hold on, young man.
No.
24, verse 6, 0.
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 60. Genesis, chapter 24, verse 60. And they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, you are a sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions. And let your seed possess the gate of those which hate.
The children of Israel were prophesied to be a thousand men. So you got them in a slave trade in 1619. They were about 10,000 at the most. Children of Israel, 1,000 of me. Children of Israel was millions already over there in what you call the United States of America that came from a white man named Amerigo Vespucci. Children of Israel, 1,000 of me. It was thousands, it was millions of the children of Israel already spread out before Christopher Columbus even got near that area. They've been getting over there since 70 AD. And their land reached all the way, and the children of Judah land reached all the way to Utah. Matter of fact, Hernán Cortés had his record. When he got around Utah, he seen a whole lot of big, tall, dark-skinned people over there. So you always have been there, but you up under new names now. Judah, y'all are in Semitic. See? You have to know your history. So he said, flee to the mountains. He wasn't telling you to go on the West Coast. He was telling you to get in that boat, make your canoe, and throw it all over to what you call now in Utah. And wait and be right there. Because now the fall in the way I've happened. So that part then, he said, falling away. In 70 A.D., here comes the falling away. Let's go back to the book of Luke. When the falling away came, when Titus came down on you in 70 A.D., this is when the falling away came. That's when that prophecy was fulfilled. So now back to Luke 21, and we're going to find out a little bit more in that, young line. We're going back and find out a little bit more about this right here in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke 21, and we already read, but that I'm just a falling away come. See? Here goes your falling away here. Your falling away was right here. 21 said, fleeing to the mountain. And look at that in verse 22. 21, 22 says what?
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 22. For these be the day of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled.
Okay. So what was written for your days of vengeance? What was written? Sister Miara, put a mark on what you had. Pass something. See, what do you mean by days of vengeance? What that supposed to mean? Let's go back to Deuteronomy 28 and look at verse number 48 down to verse 50. What days of vengeance? What are you talking about? Deuteronomy 28, 48 down to verse 50. Come on.
Book of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 28 and 40.
48.
Deuteronomy 28 and 48 down to 50. Therefore shall you serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed you. 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flight, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show favor to the young.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to the Latin language. When Titus and came down upon you, don't understand, they're speaking Latin. They had them Chris, they don't know the language. So when they came down on you in 70 AD, you didn't understand their language, but you know they're putting that sword on you because he told you, now read verse 25, what he gonna do to you in 25 of Sister Miara. He told you, banned by the mouth of Moses, 20-25, what he said.
Deuteronomy 28:25. Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before thy enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth.
Mm-hmm. So if I look for the children of Israel, according to verse 25, what would it be at, Sister Miara, according to verse 25? If I want to find the children of Israel today, according to verse 25, what is it?
Shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth.
You be in all the nations, you there now. So if I want to find you right now, I know where you at. You in all the kingdoms of the earth. That's where you at right now. So it's easy to find you. I'll just find out wherever the people's at, you there too. You mixed in with them today. And these be days of vengeance. Now, but you will be over there, look at me, all right? But look what he says about you in 32:26 of Deuteronomy. Now, you will be in heaven nation by the sun, no doubt about it. But look what he says about you in Deuteronomy 32:26.
Deuteronomy 32. And 26, I said I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
See that? Mm-hmm. The remembrance that who you are, you're not going to have a clue about it, but they're going to know you're going to be called by the peoples of the land. Whatever their name is, that's what your name going to be. The remembrance of the children of Israel have to cease from men. Now, when you tell a person you're Israelite, they say, oh, you know, Israelite, you a Negro. Good. He already told you in advance you'll be scattered to the every nation by the sun. And wherever you find yourself at, that's what you're going to be called. And the reason you're going to be called that because of 2 Maccabees 6, verse 6. Why throw that young line? 2 Maccabees 6, 6. Why you going to be called that? Why you not going to be called by your Yahwali name? Why? Let's find out in 2 Maccabees 6, verse 6. What's the record? Why you not going to be called by your name? Come on.
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 6 reads, neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath day or ancient feast or profess himself at all to be Yadah Judah.
They got a written law. You couldn't call yourself by your biblical name, your bloodline name. You had to call yourself by the land of the people. 141. Look what the big dignitary says. That what you have to be. Same book. 1 Maccabees 1:41. But it's been in your mind.
Go to 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 41. 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 41. Moreover, King Antioch wrote his whole kingdom that all should be one people.
Yeah. What he said, he wrote, after he took over King Antioch, while he took over, he said, yeah, now y'all got to become one people. Y'all got to become what we are. And we don't call ourselves Greek. And you call yourself Greek. That's why you got the brother playing basketball called the Greek freak. Here's why he played for Milwaukee Bucks. He didn't call him the Greek freak. See? And he happy that he called the Greek freak. See? We up on all these labels. Because we don't know who we are. If you call yourself a Greek, a Jew, Jewish, because you don't know who you are. Man, we don't got no father's name. Your name is watered down name for somebody else. Huh? So all they got to deal with. Come on back and finish off that young line. Who gonna be holding down your land until you wake up? And then Yahweh, he ain't sleep, but he ain't gonna make no move until you wake up and understand what he's saying. So in Luke 21, he's not gonna wake up. I mean, he ain't sleep neither. He's just gonna Hosea you 5:15 until you wake up. I'm going to do you. He's just going to watch you until you wake up. He's not coming down and help you because your mind ain't right. You're going to continue in your backbeat. But he's going to tell you plainly who's going to be holding down your land until he get back. He's going to tell you plainly. And all he do is look over there now, and you'll see him right now. Luke 21, verse 23 and 24, what it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 21. Verse 23 and 24. Verse 23. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Verse 24. And there shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations, and Yahdah Judah shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, Amalek, and to the times of the Gentiles, nation of Amalek, be fulfilled.
Yeah. So, and they're not going to be fulfilled until you wake up. So who will be trying your land down? What Gentiles going to be having your land down? Amalek. And who is Amalek? See, who is Amalek? We still ain't told you who Amalek is, but Amalek this Gentile right here is going to be holding your land down until you wake up.
Yeah,
some things got to happen for the Almighty to intervene. Because he made a promise. He made a promise that got to happen before you come back to the land. He made a promise to somebody, Sister Niari. He made a promise in the 17th chapter to somebody. You do right, that's someplace. So he made a promise, Sister Niari, to somebody in the 17th chapter, 1 Kings. Let's see who he made a promise to. And we got to see this promise fulfilled first. Sister Niari. Let's see what he says in the 17th chapter 1 down to verse 6. Here's a promise that was made, Sister Niari, that, listen, you're not going back to that land until these promises be fulfilled. You can go back over there in 1968 if you want. But that was by permission, and you have to ask permission. But Yahweh said, ask them. So both of you is not going back until this promise be fulfilled. Let's get an idea what kind of promise you're talking about, Sister Mirari. And 1 Kings 17, 1 down to verse 6, what does it say?
Kings 17, 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitations of Galilee, said unto Ahab, As Yahweh Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. 2. And the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, 3. Get you hence, and turn you eastward, and hide thyself by the brook of Chariot, that is before Jordan. 4. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. 5. So he went and did according to the word of Yahweh, and he went and dwelt by the brook of the Chariot that is before Jordan. 6. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. 7. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been.
That's six. So he told him, "Phil, you go down and do what I tell you to do. On our end, promise the ravens. If they take care of you, if you do something good." Now give me a precept on that, Sister Mirari. Give me Matthew 10:41. So one of the greatest mysteries in understanding something, and Matthew 41, what it say?
Matthew 10:41. He that received a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward. And he that receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward.
So that means once them birds, the ravens, helped the man of Yahweh, then they got a reward coming. They got a reward coming. See? He gave the raven commandment. If you help my old seer out and make sure he got plenty in his gut until he get down to Seraphim, then I got to, once you do something for Yahweh, don't worry, he got a promise for you. Now, the precept didn't see exactly what he promised there by going to Ezekiel. And y'all mind have me 19 verse 11 through 21 of Revelation. Let's read it, and that's when we know when you're coming back. See, we already know you over there now. You over there because you just don't know no book. But we let you know when you coming back over there, what got to happen first. Because first, the prophecy of his ravens got to get the promise that was made for what they did to those fears. And 39 verse 17, let's read down the verse number 20. 39, 17, the author, come on. Of Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 39, verse 17. And you, son of man, thus says Yahweh, speak unto every feathered fowl and every beast of the field. Assemble yourself and come gather yourself on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. 18. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them, fattening of Bashan. 19. And you shall eat fat until you be full, and drink blood until you be drunken, of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. 20. Thus you shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, and with mighty men, and with all men of war, says Yahweh. 21.
Hey,
and I will set
my... That's it. So you see, when the ravens helped on fear out, he promised them a good eating of those that's going to be in the land, a good cleansing, and they're going to be able to eat everything that's in that land. So you go and Google the land that call Israel today, and they've been saying, I wonder why these birds are growing so big now. And they all got handkerchiefs up under their neck. So they had no break in their understanding. See, they didn't have no disconnection in what was told in the 17th chapter. See, the birds, they didn't go into captivity. They passed their history on by the ravens helping the fear. Yahweh promised them a great sit-down dinner in the land of Israel, that you eat all the mighty men over there, all the big dignitaries, and then you'll eat up everybody that's left after he killed them first. There's going to be blood everywhere. So he gets these birds growing real big right now for the slaughter that he's going to do in that land. Now, after the slaughter is in that land, then the return of the children of the book. So we know we ain't thinking about going into that land right now until this be fulfilled. But before you read that young line, 19th chapter, verse 11, back up to this 39th chapter, let's look at 11 through 15. So you see, we ain't got to watch that one eye faith to know what time it is. All we got to do is stay in crime this book. If you stay in all of this book, you know when it's time for you to head back that direction. The world they got going on over there, it don't pay you for pay, you know, never mind. But everybody on the land is guilty. The Arab man is guilty. Esau and his five sons, Amalek, they guilty. All of them guilty. And once you wake up to understand who you really are, that's when the Almighty is going to intervene. So we know we're not going back to the land as a body until this happens in 11 through 15. What is that young line? 39, 11 through 15, bring it.
The book of Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 39, verse 11 through 15. Ezekiel the Seer, chapter 39, verse 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto God a place there of grain in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, And there should they bury God and all his multitude, and they should call it the valley of Hamagod. Verse 12. In 7 months should the nation of Israel be buried of death, that they may cleanse the land. Verse 13. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be honored, said Yahweh. Verse 14. And they shall sever out men of continuous employment, passing through the land, to bury with the passengers of those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it after the end of 7 months, should they search. Verse 15. And the passenger that passed through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, to the bearer, have buried it in the valley of Hamagod.
Mm-hmm. So you see that? So what we know got to happen, the anointed council walks over to the light, it got to be a beat down real big. And we will have employment for 7 months. And our employment is going to be barren bodies. That's the kind of killing the Almighty going to do in that land before you get to that land. So we know we ain't thinking about nothing over in that land or any of them lands out there, because this got people feel first. Then in verse 25 through 29, you're online, what will happen next? Have me 14 through 20 of end time prophecy waiting on me. 14 through 20. Revelation there, Sister Mirari, 14 through 20, had that waiting on me. So we got to make sure we clear, so we ain't got to worry about that one-eyed Satan. We know exactly when it's time to make up. So I was saying it's the teaching time now. So we care less what's going on over there. Because we know before we go back to that land, this got to happen. So after we got this point for 7 months, we've been barren. Bodies all over them. Then what happened next, young lion, verse 25?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 25. Therefore, thus said Yahweh, now will I bring again the captivity of Israel, and have mercy upon the whole family of Israel, and will be zealous for my righteous name. Verse 26. After that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwell safely in their land, and none made them afraid. 27. When I have brought them again from the people, gathered them out of their enemies' land, and sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. 28. Then shall they know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, which called them to be led into captivity among the nations. But I have gathered them into their own land, and have left none of them any more dead. 29. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I will pour out my spirit, my word, upon the family of Israel, said Yahweh.
What he says in verse 27,
there, young lion?
What he
saying
in
27? Ezekiel 39, verse 27. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' land, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations.
We got a another idea of when you're coming back. When he is sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. So when you preach up there, y'all, in Psalm chapter 50, Hey, remember the thought that we just said. So companions, so that means something got to happen. They got to be sanctified. That means separated in the mind from many nations. I need to preach up on that, young man. And the truth is coming down to look David eyeball to eyeball in the fifth chapter. And he looked and he said something in verse 21. He said something in verse number 20 and 21. He said something, and I want to see what he says in Psalms 50. The truth came down and looked David eyeball to eyeball. And what he said in verse 21, come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 50. Verse 20 and 21. Psalms chapter 50, verse 20. You said, in speaking against your brother, you slandered your own mother's son. 21. These things have you done, and I kept silent. Don't do it, that I was altogether such as one as yourself. But I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes.
You see that? He said, you will paint me to look like yourself. I'm going to get you for that, too. He said, but I'm going to reprove you, power to be. I'm going to get you and fit them, the children of Israel, what kind of way? In order, so I say. So he ain't making no move until you get in order, children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
So that's ministry is to get you in order. If, until you get in order, he just going to sit there and do the Hosea 5:15 on you. He just going to watch you. You get your back beat. Once you're in order, these scriptures going to be fulfilled. Huh? He going to reprove them. He going to beat their back. He can't do it now because you're not in order now. You don't know who you are now. You know that you ain't got nothing to do with what's going on over there in them lands over there. You waiting on 14:14 through 20 to happen first. See, what you waiting on? Hey, sister, Miss Fiore. See, we waiting on, see, John was in penitentiary. And the angel came to him, the truth came to him and told him exactly, before you even think about that land over there, wait till you see this. 14:14 down to verse 20. Come on,
sister,
help me,
all right? Revelations 14:14 down to 20. 14, and I looked, and look, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. 15, and another ministering spirit came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice, to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. 16, and he sat on the cloud, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. 17, and another ministering spirit came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. 18, and another ministering spirit came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cry with a loud cry to him that had a sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sickle, and gather the clusters of that vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. 19, and the ministering spirit thrust in his sickle unto the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of Yahuwah. 20, and the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto a horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs.
200 miles of blood. Hey, sister Miari, see, we got to wait until we see 200 miles of blood up to the horse's bridle. Now, until we see 200 miles, you know how far 200 miles is? From where you at, 200 miles away, it got to be up to the horse's bridle. So now you see how smart our Yahweh is. Now you see why he has told them birds that you're gonna be drinking the blood of captains and all the men that, because you'll be 200 miles of blood. So that blood cannot be soaked up. That's where the birds come in at. Then we read in the prophecy of look at Miari. Then we read the prophecy he told the fathers of the hell that you got a great day on sucking some blood up. Now you know how much blood they're gonna be working with. So they riding around right now in hell in the land of Israel. They were doing handkerchiefs on now. Look at all these, my goodness, we're gonna have 200 miles of blood to get right in. Yeah. So you see, when you preach up your Bible to some yards, and you tie this thing in, so now we see what was said in the book of Ezekiel, when we read in Ezekiel, verse 39, verse 17. Now, let's read that again there. Let's read 17 down to verse 19. Just because it just makes me happy to hear it again. Foul helped the old seer out of the 17th chapter. Now we know what reward he told him, that one day up the road, you will be able to get some blood and eat all you want of big dignitaries for 200 miles up to the horse's point. And Ezekiel talked about it in 39, 17 through 19. Come on. Come on, Sister Miari. Deliver the knockout blow. Come on.
Ezekiel 39 and 17 through 19. 17, and you, son of man, thus says Yahweh, speak unto the feathered fowl and every beast of the field. Assemble thyself and come and gather yourself on every side of to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even unto the great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. 18, you shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the prince of the earth, of rams, of lambs, of ducks, of bullocks, all of them fattenings of Bashan. 19, and you shall eat the fat until you be full and drink blood until you be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you.
Ain't that something? You hear that from me, Aubrey? You see how great our mighty one is? When you do right with old fear, look what the prophet was told to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. Listen, if you treat the old field right, what you got coming is a great sacrifice. You will be able to eat all the blood you want up to the horse's rider for 200 miles. You will be happy.
Yeah,
it's some good eating. See, that's what the man trying to tell you now. See, you don't treat your seal right. You got a sin seal called Seal Israel of Seal Race. You got all these threat calls against him, running his head against the tree and everything else. That don't make Yahweh happy. When you treat your old seal right, look at your reward. You get it in birth. Now, we can go to end time prophecy and let the young lion show you when it's going to unfold itself. Here it is. We're going to 19, verse 11, down to verse 21. See, remember, John was on the Isle of Patmos. He was locked up in a penitentiary. Came to him and said, look here, John, you know you're in penitentiary now, but I want you to write the hereafter on how this thing going to be. Ain't nobody, ain't too many going to break this down, but Yahweh forces over to his light six and on camp. They're going to break this thing wide open. You're going to know who's who. Just put it in writing and leave it there. Sooner or later, they're going to break it down. 19, 11, 9, verse 21. This is good. Come on in, y'all mind.
End time prophecy. The book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11 to 21. Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and look, a white horse, and that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. and in righteousness he do judge and make war. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he that had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahweh. 14.
Wait, hold on, young man. I got to take care of your big camp. I got to take care of for your big camp. He said, no. He said he had a name that nobody knew but him himself. Wait a minute. No, you don't read, I don't know his name because they got to get in the right spirit to know his name. Somebody knows his name. I know his name. Let's see. He told everybody what his name is. But what it is, he just got passion because you got your own teaching in your head. In the book, he says a name that nobody knew but him himself. Wait a minute. Oh, he did tell somebody about his name, Sister Leary. What he said, and the truth came down in 1:30-31 of Luke, and he told her something. Let's see what he told her that we can read. Luke 1:30-31, Sister Leary, come out.
Luke 1:30 and 31. And the ministering spirit said unto her, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with Yahweh. 31. And look, you shall conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yahweh the Son.
You see that? So even talking about, we know what his name is going to be called. He told Mary what name he called, Yahweh the Son.
Oh, Yahweh.
He was in the middle of the 1700s. So we know when he traced that word back. And he made it plain in 5:43 he made it plain in St. John 5:43. We just ain't putting the precepts together. 5:43, what did he say? St. John 5:43.
I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
Oh, so he made it plain what name he came in. His Father's name. So you already know you want to put this old homotiac and all this stuff. He said, I came in my Father's name. And when we read in time prophecy, young lion, in 14:1-2, it makes it plain. I mean, it's written when you preach up your Bible, as long as you got that you think you can call him what you want to call it, but when you preach up your Bible, he makes it plain. I come in my Father's name. And he's telling you now, if you're going to roll with him in 14:1-2, what it say, y'all right? Revelation.
Entire prophecy. Revelation chapter 14. Verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. And I looked and lo, and Lamb stood on Mount Yada Judah, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads.
You hear that? So he has the Father's name. What the Father's name is? He has the 144,000. If they ain't got the Father's name in, they ain't going to roll. So that you be calling about all the name that you call today, you got to have a Father's name. And we can read the end time prophecy in 14 verse 9, young line, about the Father's name. Zechariah 14 verse 9, what does it say?
We're going to Zechariah the seer, chapter 14, verse 9. Zechariah the seer, chapter 14, verse 9. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one.
His name, how many? One. His name gonna be one. Then you add to one, you ain't got one no more. So we know what his name is. You don't know what his name is. You don't want to know about his name. He got his name written on his vessel. But as long as you got them islands in your head, that you. No, he told his name. I come in my father's name. And when we read 121, Sister Niari or Luke, he tell you about the office and the duty of this man to come in his father's name and son. What did he say in 121 of Luke?
Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yahweh the Son, for he shall save his people from their sins.
He gonna save who people? His people. That's why he said 18:11, same book. 11. Yeah, we know what his name is. You don't know what his name is, Big Count. Because you try to have an idol in your head. We know what his name is. A vessel written, and nobody know his name. Yeah, we do know his name because we're going to precept the Bible to 18 verse 11 of Matthew. What does it say that, Sister Miari?
Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
He come to say who was lost. Well, who was lost in 15:24, Sister Miari? Who was lost? Who was lost?
Hallelujah.
15:24 of Matthew. Who lost?
Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yeah.
Family of Israel. That's who lost. So everybody, when you preach up your Bible, you know exactly what's going on. What do you mean, yeah, name written and nobody knew? Nobody don't want to know because they don't want to. What can you understand something about this name? John Lyon, 21:31 of St. John. What's it about his name?
The book of John, beloved John, chapter 20:31. Beloved John, chapter 20:31. John chapter 20:31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believe it. You might have life through his name.
If you don't believe in his name, you're not gonna have life. Life is in the name. So if you ain't got the name right, you walking around with death sentence. Now the truth came, the righteous spirit came, and look, David eyeballed the eyeball at 1:16:13, young lion, what'd he say? And backed up with Sister Miari and 4:12 of Acts. Back to back, come on.
Book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. Chapter 116:13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
And the chief figure of
the
nation of Israel said what in 4:12, Sister Miari? What did the chief figure of the nation of Israel say about that? Four letters, YHWH. What
do
you say about it? Sister Miari.
Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Yeah. So if you ain't got that name, you're not going to be saved. Speaking of Mason Israel said, you ain't got the four letters. That's the only name that's going to get you saved. So you, Lord God, Jesus Christ, and Jehovah, them names going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. One name going to get you saved. The four letters, Y-H-W-H, in the original Semitic tongue. He told Moses by the 6th verse 4 there of Deuteronomy, sister Miari. Moses knew about it. What did Moses write in the 6th verse 4 of Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hallelujah. 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh.
You see that? He said, hear, O Israel. And you Israel, hear. He's one Yahweh. One. One. That's it. Hey, Israel. Try to try this guy. Hear. He ain't got but one name. That when Moses was speaking, they were speaking Semitic language. Semitic have no vowel. No vowel. No A-E-I-O-U. The name you call on is four letters. Y-H-W-H. They are translated into plain English as the Lord. Go fix. That four letters.
Mm-hmm.
That going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Four letters. Y-H-W-H. And he came in the flesh, young lion, the 12th chapter of Mark. He came in the flesh in the 12th chapter of Mark, and he said something, and he made a statement in the 12th chapter, and I wonder what he was proving from 6 verse 4 of Deuteronomy. So in 12:29, he going to pull 6 verse 4, and then they'll tell you, you're going to need the left side of the book, and the Almighty Son going to pull 6 verse 4 and Mark 12:29. What is that, that young lion?
Chapter 12, verse 29. And y'all Father Son answered him. The first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
You see that? So all these big camps that he's teaching about there, we don't know his name yet. No, you don't know his name yet. Because you don't want to preach up the Bible and get his name. His name is the four letters in Semitic, and they spoke the Semitic language all the way up to the close of the 96 A.D. I think the WCC say, now fear. You got to give me a precept on that. Well, our young lion, let's go back to the book of, let's give him a quick precept real quick. In the book of Acts 22, I'm kind of struggling right now. I'm struggling on something. Let me give them a quick precept on that, and then going back to that revelation. WCC, the World Council of Churches, they need a precept. In the book of Acts there, young man, Acts chapter, let's see what I want. I want 22, what I want. I want 21, 30, excuse me, I want 21. Okay, look what it says here in Luke 21, make it 21 there, young man. Verse 40. 21, verse 40. Let's give the World Council of Churches a precept real quick. 21, verse 40, what it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 21.
No,
Acts
21, verse 40.
The book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 40. Acts, chapter 21, verse 40. And when he had given them life, Paul, Saul, stood on the stand and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great sign, he spake unto them in the Semitic tongue, saying.
Yeah. So he was given license to speak to his people. Yahweh's son back in heaven. And when he spoke in the Semitic tongue, what they got fluent for Hebrew, they got quiet. And what happened in 22:1-2?
The book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. Acts chapter 22, verse 1. Men and brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I may make now unto you. Verse 2. And when they heard, they spake in the Semitic tongue to death. They kept more silent. And he said,
and they got silent when he spoke to them in their native tongue. They got silent. They didn't get confused. So that means they were speaking they Yahweh's tongue of Semitic after Yahweh's tongue was back in heaven. They were speaking their native tongue up to 96 A.D. And when he spoke to the people in the Semitic tongue, they kept silent because that's what the homeboy speaking to us in our tongue now. See? So
yeah,
the tongue was well in order, closing of the Bible in 96 A.D. English was thought about in 449 A.D. It became official language in 1382. But all the book was closed and they had their tongue intact. And they called on him by one name, Yahweh. And I'm going to give you one more precept on that about they knew his name. And they came with no problem. Come on, young man, back up to Matthew 16. Sure, you had no problem calling on him by calling him by his true name. They had no problem to call him exactly what we've been calling him all day long on Take 55. To go to the 16th chapter and see exactly get the chief speaker, Simeon, Jamal, Simon. Did he know who this guy was that he was walking with? 16:16, what is that young lion?
The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 16, reads, and Simon, Shimon Peter, answered and said, you are Yahweh, the son of the living Yahweh the Father.
Hey, that yeah. You are Yahweh the Son of the living Yahweh the Father. See, we know exactly what's going on when you preach up your Bible. I know who you are. You are Yahweh the Son that came in your Father's name. Come on back to Revelation that young lion. Let's fulfill the promise that was made to the birds. So When you hear them big camp jump down there and say, see there, don't nobody know his name. No, they say, you don't know his name. If you preach up your survival, you will know what his name is. The name is a mystery to you that's written on his vessel. Because you won't preach up the Bible and get the number one answer. 1911 again, come on.
End time prophecy, the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and look, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he do judge and make war. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a garment dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Yahweh. Verse 14.
Who blood?
Hello, Yahweh.
That he had dipped
That's
in
right.
Hey, who blood was this? Sister Miari? Let's find out. Remember, He said in Amos 3 verse 7, I reveal my secret. So what do you mean he was dipped in blood? Whose blood was this? Because he can be precept that in 63 verse 1 down to verse 8. And a closing statement behind that, or Sister Niyari, back on that way to Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And if you can get that old elder, or Daniel, old Daniel, you can get him for Wednesday night. Old Daniel. See, you can get that old elder over there for Wednesday night, so we can show down some old Wednesday night on the broadcast. Old elder Daniel over there. So now, in 63, 1 down to verse 8, let's find out more about that, Sister Miari. Isaiah 63, 1 down to verse 8, and call the statement, you on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, Aqua.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Isaiah 63, 1, down to verse 8. 63 and 1. Who is this that comes from Edom with a dyed garment from Bozrah? This that is righteous in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. 2. Wherefore are you red in thy apparel, and thy garment like him that threaded in the wine sap. 3. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garment, and I will stain all my raiment. 4. For the day of vengeance is my mind, and the year of my redeem is come. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury, it upheld me. 6. And I will tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of Yahuwah, and the praise of Yahuwah according to all that Yahuwah have bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he have bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. 8. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
We know that's a great while. You know that's a great while to come. We about the line of people that is, and now. So that means a whole lot of teaching got to be done, Sister Miari. A whole lot of teaching got to be done. Because you say he's children, they won't lie. Right now, they're the biggest liars. They're the biggest stubborn liars it is. But this word is going to sing them up. Sorry, out of camp too. He helped out his grandchild. Get that old hill on day to get on the broadcast Wednesday and Thursday so we can pump that book some up. Total statement. It's all yours. The world listens. Those 900,000 listen to you real captain. Listen to the office. Play your closing statement. Come on.
Revelations 22 and 7. Look, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keep the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
That's great. They're going to step out of the frame there. Listen. We come to broadcast 6 nights a week to unlock all the mysteries of this Bible. But we got to do it according to Luke 12, 12, fear and lay. So remember one thing, you take it to die. You got any questions or comments, Rich Nordicast will address you on the international line 224-600-5579. You call and leave a message. You want to learn the truth, we'll tell you where you're located within 70 miles or anyone in the camp. We can get you there to go and visit the big ears, we look out and learn, so we all speak the same thing, all six camps. It's up to you to get in where you fit in at. The time is now. Get in where you fit in at. Land is all around us. Yeah, we got a building. Land is already there. School, banquet hall, radio station. Got to go for ourselves. Once upon a time ago, we had our own. We knew who we were. Now we decided we don't know who we are. So call the international line and let us know where can you get in where you fit in at? 224-600-5579. Call that international line and leave a message. One of the assistants on the camp will get back with you if your question or your comment is legit. Got it? Good. Young Mike, going back to that 19 chapter, read a little bit more. So we know he had a name dipped in blood. Now, my role at that point, before you read that, Young Mike, in the book of, Saul, he had Timothy and Titus up on his wing. So he had to get Timothy and Titus ready, because he knew they was going to run into all these problems, Timothy and Titus. So, but he told them something that we can read, young man. He looked Timothy and Titus eyeball to eyeball, and he told them something, but they won't get caught up. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, there, young lion, he told them something that we need to, because he told them about himself first. Say about himself first. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 12 and 13. He looked Timothy and Titus eyeball to eyeball, young lion, and he told them something in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12 and 13, and what he said, come on.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 12, verse 13. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith, the covenant. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called, and as profess a good profession before many witnesses. Verse 13, I give the charge in the sight of Yahweh, who quicken all things before Yahweh the Son, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good profession.
Ain't that something? So he said, so he's sending these Timothy and Titus. He said, Pontius Pilate, he witnessed a good confession. See that? So he was getting them back and trying to get the 690 camp to raise their level up, be prepared to throw this thing down, empty in season, out of season, be ready to preach up this Bible on every point. Verse 14.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14. That you keep his commandments without spot, unrebukable, and to the appearance of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son.
You see that? And he's going to tell Timothy and Titus who is Yahweh the Son is. But they have no problem when the game fails, so it's talking about they call them many names and Yahweh and all that old stuff. No. I'm going to tell y'all exactly who this guy is, Timothy and Titus. Verse 15, bring it.
Verse 15, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only Pontius, the King of Kings and Yahweh of Yahweh.
Hey, that you know he told the young teacher to be? This man's the King of Kings. And he's a Yahweh of Yahweh. Because he told you over there in Psalms 86, I told you you was Yahweh, but you're going to die like me. Because he is the Yahweh of Yahweh. So everybody in the Bible knew who this guy was. This son was the King of Kings and the four letters of four letters. Is that what we're reading in verse 15 in your life?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So we know what was written on this vessel. And that's so we already know when you preach up your Bible, this guy's the King of Kings and Yahweh of Yahweh. So he the one that the Father sent down to get things in order for him. And most likely we might read that, had that 15:24-28, man, we're back in the cut, waiting on me in 1 Corinthians 24-28. But right now, let's go back and wrap this thing up. Now, we'll get at that Wednesday night. To knock that out Wednesday night. Now, come on back to that 19th chapter, young Ryan. We might well remember, when you treat those seals right, and he able to get to them old elders, and the elders get to teach, and the teachers get to the fathers, and the fathers get to the mothers, and the mothers get to the children. Now, we're coming back to the 19th chapter, and pick it back up where you at, verse 12 or 13, wherever you at, keep on down to verse 21, and we'll just close out with this. We'll get back on the Wednesday tonight at 6 o'clock. Pick up verse 13, down to verse 21. I'm quiet. Come on.
End time prophecy, Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. And he was clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahweh. Verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nation, he shall bruise them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty Yahweh. Verse 16. And he had on his vest a garment, on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Yahweh of Yahweh. Verse 17. And I saw a ministering spirit standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying, to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Yahweh. Verse 18. That you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sat on death in the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. 19. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false shepherd, pastor, bishop, teacher, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. 21. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which swore proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
And all the fowls were filled with their blood. So now you see that prophecy was way back in the first of the 17th chapter, when they got those seal right, that was their reward. And who gave them their reward? Verse 16, the closing statement, young line. Verse 16, and the closing statement, we'll catch you all again Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. You got it? Don't miss it. Be on time. Verse 16, the closing statement, young line.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. And he that have on his vesture is gone, and on his side a name written, King of Kings and Yahweh of Yahweh.
That was the name that nobody don't know, the one that don't want to know. But the one want to know, we know is on his best. Y-H-W-H. King of Kings, Yahweh of Yahweh. That was the name when you preached up your Bible. Y'all lying. Ain't you on your part? Colin says you're winning tonight. Come up.
All right. Read the entire prophecy. Entire prophecy. All right. Book of Revelation. Chapter 7. Verse 14. Revelation chapter 7. Verse 14. And I said unto him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they which come out of great tribulation. And I washed their robes, their garments, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Verse 17. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living fountains of water. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, as we come to close another broadcast, Kingdom of 55, June 3rd, 2024. Remember, we're not anti-anybody. We just spoke six attempts of abortion to his life. We're not anti-anybody. We're not affiliated with anybody. All we're about is Yahweh's word. His friend, the 12 tribes of Israel are scattered. The only way you'll come back from being unscattered starts in your brain. Starts by you hearing the word of Yahweh. Once you hear it, don't only be a hearer, be a doer of it. Keep the law, statutes, commandments in order and learn how to preach up to the body of yourself and those who come in contact with you. Until we meet again Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, remember one thing. Help us help you. Donate to this ministry. Call the international line or go to the PayPal and donate. Contribute to this ministry for whatever reason. Land, school, banquet hall, radio station. Meet our own. Do it meet again from the elders, mothers, and the elder men. Young Lion Chief and Camp 2, our friend there, and those that listen on the broadcast. Listen, not anti-anybody who pulled for a trials of Israel. This anointed camp got one thing in mind. Get you understand, come back to the Bible. Do we meet again? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Shalom.